What is your name, sir?
Lord Hopkins.
Okay, hold on a second. Mr. Neal, you were busy this afternoon. Honorable Mr. Neal, we'll conduct your hearing, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to throw over the building claims this afternoon regarding your community supervision application. We'll introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my right, the Honorable Michael Johnson. To his right, the Honorable Barbara T.C. Wright, in the court term. And to his right, the Honorable William Morris. Also in the room, we have Mr. Adam from the Department of Corrections. He also represents court office. Prior to sharing your supervision form advising you of this morning's hearing, do you remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, John, I formally notify the right to appear and speak on your behalf of obtaining license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney to represent yourself today, sir?
Represent myself, sir.
At this time, I'm swearing in Mr. Adam Murray. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
And, sir, we are going to be conducting two phases today. Phase one, we will determine the position of your community supervision and environment. And then phase two, we will determine the ability of your community supervision to be reinstated. As far as phase one, what we do is we read two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, we ask you if it's true or false. If it is false, then we'll get some more information from Mr. Osborne and discuss it. So, the first violation, or allegation, is violation of the division of supervision is a 13F. As demonstrated by your access or attempted access directly or indirectly to any internet websites of any kind whatsoever, including but not limited to social networking websites and chat rooms, is going to incorporate part of views or generate content or material that may be harmful to minors or otherwise obscene, involving depictions of both minors and adults as those defined in ARS 13-3501, paragraph February 1st, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. Allegation number two, the violation whereof the division of supervision number 13H is demonstrated by a failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, processing any pornography, sexually stimulated material products, or entering into any adult establishment of any kind on February 1st, 2018. That true or false, sir?
True.
Right. Based on the mission of Mr. Hopkins, I notify that he was delinquent as well in terms of conditions of the supervision and that he may have actual back laps in the current ways of the company.
Second.
Good read.
Okay, sir, before we begin phase two, we get some background information from Mr. Osborne. So we'll stand phone and we'll be right back to you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Hopkins was released from DOC custody on August 10th of 2017. He was arrested on February 1st of 2018 in the parole office on a check violation and returned back to custody that same day. With 0 gone days with community supervision ended April 12th of 2018. Current conviction 2015, sexual exploitation of minors, 5 years. Said one term at DOC and the CUIR score of 3-1, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 1. There's no HG or any information noted. Other arrests, 1983, amount of use of means of transportation, Texas, felony conviction, state prison. Has a community risk score of G1-B1, and he is a level 3 sex offender, registered notifiable, with DCAC cited, and victims are a minor male and multiple female members.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sir, we have a summary of your supervision. It was August 10th, 2017 through November 9th, 2017. West Park Pass, Boulevard Tucson, and then on February 1st, 2018, with Catholic Avenue, with the Tucson area. Did you leave anywhere else by routes, or just those two guys?
No, sir. Just those two places.
And I tell you, that's the last address is a relative or friend, or it's not one of our halfway houses?
No, sir, it's not halfway house, it was where me and another resident of PRC were splitting rent.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear, because renovations like that have more than just a multi-nation house. In case of approving, you refer to the reporting office of Rational Healthcare Company, CHC, and intake and treatment needs evaluation with Sherry Palaza. You completed every 6 months of treatment and have not been enrolled for classes at this time. You signed the task, covered the weight program, covered the volume. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 UAs that you dropped or off the age. So, what do you plan to do anyways? If we release you, if we should release you now, or in April, maybe out April 12th, 2018 anyway, what is your plan at that time? Where do you go with?
Well, when I get out in April, my sister, she called to tell me about my mother's passing, asked me to come back home to Texas. So I figured I would work about 3 weeks there in Tucson at Daylight, put back all the money I make, and then get a bus and leave Arizona.
Okay. Are you going to continue burning for your sexual behavior programming so that you can make sure you don't relapse on that behalf too?
Yes, sir. Once I get back to my home state of Texas with my sisters, they already have found a place where I can program.
Okay. I want to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Yes, sir, we're coming to the end of your hearing here. We're going to discuss maybe the determination in the capital minutes, but we're not giving out training to make a final statement before we do so. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself. Okay?
Yes, sir, I understand. I have no excuses for my behavior. And sitting here at this time, well, being informed of my father's death has made me realize at my age, prison is not some place that I want to spend the rest of my life. I've had a chance to rebuild my life and reconnect with my family in Texas and plan on doing so, because it's just me and my two sisters left now, that's it. And I don't want to lose the connection with them too.
Okay, sir. The board has no discussion when you speak amongst ourselves. We ask that you stand in front, you can hear no conversation, but please remain quiet while we're in discussion, then I'll get back to you after we make a decision, okay?
Yes, sir.
Board is now in discussion. Mr. Hopkins will be getting out April 12th, 2018 anyway. This is a very short period of time, fast only 23 days. So at this point, I don't see any real value in considering becoming a community supervision.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what we need. It's only 23 days.
Let's give him another date, sir. What's the date, sir?
At the 13th, I'm looking for.
Okay, 13th, not the 12th. That's when.
Okay.
So you want to have a... What's the date different?
Yeah, it's just something anyway. So I'm here in Auckland, I'm seeing that returning communities and buildings from the option at this time, but I'm wondering, was there any discussion? What to work?
Maybe a break?
This is all the information we have, and number 208-0307. And I'm going to invoke the community supervision of Mr. Hopkins, as he completely violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways of the company.
Second, I'm ready.
Okay, sir, the board is ready to invoke your community supervision at the time. How will you be out on or about April 13th, 2018, which is, you know, the best of the year, after a month, like about 3 weeks. We do wish the best of luck. When you get out, try to maintain, you know, your programming moving forward to prevent yourself from doing any kind of relapse into this sort of activity. And hopefully you will be in, have to deal with Department of Corrections here or in Texas or anywhere else. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I just have your mind, sir.
Will I go to state register for an act until I'm released, considering it's only 3 weeks?
I didn't quite understand.
Will you stay at the same place?
Okay, where I'm at right now is SMU1. Will I be staying right here at SMU1 until my release in 3 weeks?
I have no way of knowing. Ask your CO3 when you're off the phone. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. And we wish you luck.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.